On November 20, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began in Nuremberg, Germany, with the intent of trying the major war criminals of the Holocaust. After Germany's surrender on May 7, 1945, representatives of the free world nations would meet to form the United Nations. Beginning on June 26, 1945, U.S. Chief Prosecutor Robert H. Jackson led a conference known as the International Conference on Military Trials. The United States, United Kingdom, Soviet Union, and France all agreed that the major Nazis should be punished for their crimes during the genocide. The International Military Tribunal was created on November 14, 1945. It consisted of 8 judges, 1 judge and 1 alternative judge for each of the 4 nations. It was a cold and dreary Tuesday morning on the day the trials began. It was held in the Palace of Justice, an ironic setting as this is where the Nazi Party used to hold political rallies during the war. Looking upon the complex structure of the building, its brick framework, blood-red awning, and elaborate engravings, there's no doubt fear would trickle down one's spine. The criminal charges included 4 counts. Count 1, conspiracy, plotting with others to start wars and violations of international treaties and agreements. Count 2, crimes against peace, planning, preparing, and starting wars of aggression. Count 3, war crimes, mistreating prisoners of war in violation of international agreements, raiding occupied areas, and committing crimes on an area that is ruled by no specific country. Count 4, crimes against humanity, murdering, enslaving, and deporting people based on their race, beliefs, religion, etc. 24 criminals were intended on being tried that day. However, Gustav Krupp was claimed to be too ill to put on trial, and Robert Ley hung himself in a cell before it began. Walther Funk was one of the 22 major Nazi war criminals that walked through the doors of Courtroom 600 that day. Dressed conservatively in a suit and tie, Funk gulps down his shame as he remembers when he received the letter from the tribunal on October 18, 1945, stating that he was charged for the crimes he committed during the Holocaust. Funk was the Nazi economics minister at Hitler's side, meaning he participated in efforts to drive German Jews from the economy by recycling confiscated property, valuables, and financial assets. His thoughts were silenced as the trial instructions began.
The defendants to plead guilty or not guilty to charges against them.
As the 16th before him pleaded not guilty, it seemed he had no other choice. He stood up, faced a somber, restrained, and focused man, and pleaded not guilty.
Nicht als schuldig.
October 1st, 1946, the day of judgment had come. The International Military Tribunal had issued the verdicts against the defendants. It seems that Walther Funk has been charged with counts 2, 3, and 4. He sighed to himself and realized that there was no way of getting out of this alive. Then they announced that 12 men out of the 22 defendants are sentenced to death and would be hanged on October 16, 1946. However, his name was not called. Walther Funk had not been sentenced to death, but rather to life imprisonment. As he was dragged to his dark cell, he thought, the difference between the two was that now he would suffer from his crimes by spending the rest of his life reflecting on what he had done. Nazis of lesser importance were tried from November 1946 to April 1949. With a total of 13 trials, 199 defendants were tried, 161 were convicted, and 37 were sentenced to death in the city of Nuremberg. Only 3 defendants were acquitted, as they were found not guilty. The Nuremberg trials set legal examples for people that leaders can go to trial for committing crimes during war. They also documented and exploited Nazi crimes. War criminals had never been punished through trials before. Because of the trials, aggressive war acts are now criminal under international law, and the UN sought to create a permanent international criminal court. The Nuremberg trials set a precedent for future war trials and created an efficient way to deal with war crimes. And at last, Walther Funk and the rest of the doomed men were able to be rightfully punished for the anti-Semitic atrocities they had partaken in.